today's first reading from the book of Revelation, we hear of the scroll, which nobody is worthy to open except for the Lamb, which of course is representative of Jesus. And the seven seals around the scroll, kind of sealing it, are also really an image of the secrets contained therein. And it's said that the symbol of the scroll really represents human history, and the fact that nobody is able to open it except for the Lamb, except for Jesus Christ, is really pointing to the fact that the only way to understand human history and the only way to understand our life is through the interpretive lens of Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who holds the secrets, or the key to the secrets of what our life is all about, and ultimately how to interpret our own personal history, but also the history of the world. As we are approaching the end of the liturgical year, one of the themes which is coming up is, of course, that of the final judgment, which we hear echoes of in the gospel today as well, which is really foreshadowing the destruction of Jerusalem, which happened in the year 70 AD. But reminding us of the transient nature of all the things of this world, which are ultimately destined to not endure for all eternity. But also, of course, the point that even here, it is ultimately the rejection or the acceptance of Jesus, which really marks the fundamental success or failure of our life in terms of accepting him as the truth revealed by God, who unlocks the mysteries of what life is all about and what our existence is all about. In that context of the final judgment, Pope Benedict XVI in his encyclical on hope said something very interesting, and that is that he said he believes that the argument for eternal life, or for faith in eternal life, that one of the greatest arguments for it really is the existence of the final judgment, or the prospect of the final judgment. And the reason he says so is that we human beings have within us a desire and a hungering for justice and to make things right. And yet we know that human projects to try and create justice in this world ultimately end in failure because of our human weakness. But we also know, even beyond that, how can we ever gain justice for people who are victims of murder, for people who are victims of the Holocaust and the Second World War, or victims of the abortion Holocaust? How is it possible in this lifetime or in this world to get justice for victims who are already gone? And so he proposes that really the image of Christ returning at the end of time, in the scene of the final judgment, where God will set all things aright in his grace, but also in his justice, it really is an answer to this desire that we have to see justice brought about in this world, and a kind of final reckoning and responsibility and accountability for our own lives, but also for the entire course of human history. And as the first reading points out, in terms of unrolling that scroll, that is ultimately a project which far exceeds any human devices or human instruments or human powers, but is something that can only be accomplished with the return of Jesus Christ, who we will be celebrating this coming Sunday on the great feast of Christ the King. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let's ask God for the grace that we would always keep the prospect of his final judgment in our minds, not as a sign of fear and trembling, but really as one of hope, to bring about this desire to set things aright, to have an accountability and a responsibility for our lives, but also that of human history. And let us once again thank God for the gift of the Incarnation, that Jesus truly is the Lamb who is able to break open the seal and allow us to understand the meaning of our lives and the meaning of human history. Amen.